Well, good afternoon, Birmingham. Once again, we're here with the Word of God. Not to offend unnecessarily, but we do understand that the Word of God is an offense, you know, to people. Some people, you know, the message of the cross is a stumbling block. They trip over it, you know, and they break their spiritual neck. Very sad. So we would that you would, please, that you would listen carefully to the message of the cross. Because it's the only way that a person can be saved. Embracing that cross, well, not the cross itself, but embracing the one who died on the cross. For sinners like you, like I, that we might be reconciled to God. So we bring the Word of God to you. We've got Bibles, we've got New Testaments, we've got gospel booklets, we've got leaflets. You want some information, you want some counsel, you want the written Word of God, we gladly give it to you, put it into your hands. Come and talk to us, and we will impart God's Word to you. In the book of Psalms, at the end of Psalm 73, the Word of God there today, it speaks about the alienation from God, the entire human race. God says, His Word, Psalm 73, verse 27, "For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee." You see, my friend, you have to understand, this is why we're here. You know, that men and women might be brought back to God. That this alienation from God, because of your iniquities, that it might, that the breach might be healed, and that you might be reconciled to God in His love and grace. But what you have to understand is, you see, that there was an original departure from God. It goes back all the way through time, all through history, right back to the first man, to Adam and his wife Eve, tempted by Satan, the old serpent, the devil, and they willingly departed from God. That's where the original alienation from God began. That's where the departure began. And you see, Adam wasn't just the first man, he was the head of the entire human race. So that departure, his departure from God, was your departure from God as well. All of us. So that by natural generation now, one generation after another, one child after another, born of sinful parents, by natural generation, that alienation from God is passed on to us. We are all of us conceived in sin in our mother's womb. We are born, we come into the world 9 months later, shapen, formed in iniquity, in lawlessness, and we live that way, unless the grace of God by the gospel intervenes, unless God in His merciful kindness through the preaching of the gospel intervenes and brings about that reconciliation. So you see, that departure from God, we've gone a whoring from God. We've departed from God as an entire human race, all of us, so that God can now say, all have sinned, all have departed from God, all have gone a whoring from God, and all are separated from God as a result of their iniquities. All, every one of us, none righteous, not a single one, says God. All in need of being brought back to God. And the only way that you can be brought back to God is by the sovereign mercy, grace, kindness of God in the preaching of the gospel of Jesus. Jesus Christ and Him crucified, the only Savior sent into the world to effect that reconciliation. So you see, my friends, the original departure. And it was a free, willful, deliberate departure from God that Adam made when he took that step towards the temptation, when he embraced the temptation, when he swallowed the lie of the devil. You will be like God, the devil told him. Adam was already like God. He was never more like God before he sinned. The devil promised him everything and gave him nothing. Took everything away from him. But it was free. He did it freely. He did it willfully. And he entered into a contract. He entered into an agreement with sin. And that contract, that agreement, my friends, is binding upon every single one of us. All of his posterity, all of his children, and their children after them, right to the end of the age, so that God can say truthfully and honestly, we are all of us conceived in sin, born in sin, live and die in sin, unless God intervenes sovereignly by His grace and retrieves us and rescues us and reconciles us to Himself by His Son Jesus Christ, whom He sent into the world to rescue us, to reconcile us to Himself. The Bible says God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. The job was too big for man. The job was too big for another Moses. The job was too big for the prophets. God Himself had to come. The job was so big. The work, my friends, could only be performed by God Himself. So God Himself came. God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. Now this is where our Islamic friends get it wrong. This is where the Watchtower Society get it wrong. This is where the Jehovah's Witnesses get it wrong. Because they don't recognize the Son of God. If you knew God, you would recognize His Son. But none of them, they don't recognize the Son of God. And they don't acknowledge His atoning death on the cross. So they cannot be reconciled to God. They're still in their sin. God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. Through Christ, you see, God manifest in the flesh, so big a job. The nature that sinned had to pay the penalty. He had to be man. But the wrath of God poured out upon Him on that cross could only be sustained and could only be borne and endured by God Himself. So the Savior, the Redeemer, the Mediator had to be God and man. The man Christ Jesus. God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. So you see, when Adam sinned, when that original departure from God took place, Adam lost life, the life of God. He lost life. He lost the love of God. He lost the liberty in which he was made. No longer a free man, but now a slave to sin. Now deprived of the love and the kindness of God, and deprived too of the very life of God. So man now, because of that original departure from God, comes into the world in a state of death, in a mere state of existence, cut off from the love of God and from the life of God. Why, Jesus says he must be born again. God must come to us and miraculously and supernaturally he must come and put his life into us and shed his love abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. He must set us free. He must liberate us by his Son, Jesus Christ, who tells us, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So he lost everything that was good. The psalmist says, it is good for me to draw near to God. Well, my friends, there is no goodness without God. There's none good, says God. There's none that doeth good. There's none righteous, no, not one. There is no goodness, there is no life, there is no righteousness, there is no love, there is no goodness at all without God. Yes, it's good for man to draw near to God, but there's only one way you can draw near to him, and that's not through Muhammad. That's not through the Pope of Rome. That's not through Buddha. Only one way, my friends, and that's through Jesus Christ, the only mediator sent into the world by Christ Jesus. I am the way, says Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. God himself is good. He's the overflowing fountain of all good, my friend. There is goodness in God, and if you draw near to him by Jesus Christ, you shall receive of his goodness. But you have no goodness, will never have any goodness, not in time, not in eternity, unless you do draw near to God by Jesus Christ and be reconciled to God by the blood of his Son shed on that cross, in order that you might be washed and made clean, in order that you might be forgiven, and in order, my friends, that original sin, that original departure from God, in order that breach might be healed. But then there is a present departure from God. The Bible says that God and his truth are revealed and known to all men. Romans chapter 1 verse 18. There's not a man or woman born into this world that does not know that God is. You are all without excuse. You may call yourself an atheist, but you're not. Call yourself what you will, but you have an innate knowledge of God inside of you, stamped upon your innermost being. But you hold down. There is a present departure from God. There is an apostasy of man, of the entire human race, from God. You see, my friend, refusing to acknowledge the truth, refusing to acknowledge the truth of the being of God, you hold down that truth of unrighteousness.
Excuse me, I can hear you at the back of the building.
Good, thank you.
No, it's not good.
Praise God.
It's not good, because
praise God.
You have nothing to do with
this
at all.
No.
You need to go somewhere else. You've got nothing
okay,
to do
in a minute.
With
in a minute.
No, not in a minute.
So like I say, friend, talk to my friend, will you? Talk
to my friend. With St. Martin.
Stop swearing. Stop swearing in public. Toot your calling.
No,
you're
calling
that.
You're calling that.
How are you doing, guys?
You are sexist and a bit of a wally, to be quite honest.
Am I really? You think
so?
Well, I'll acknowledge that. I'm not the brightest spark on the planet.
Yeah.
But I do know God. Do you?
Well, so do I. And
do you?
God,
What is God like?
God is a forgiving God who made a good creation.
Did he? What else did he do?
Yeah.
What else did he do? Tell me, what is he like?
You need to go.
I'm just asking you a question. You started the conversation, not me.
Yeah, I'm asking you to move on.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Give me your hand. God bless you.
Have a nice day.
Go talk to Julie. She'll make you a cup of tea. She made me one.
Good. I'm going to move you on now.
Have a nice day, Have a nice day.
Hey, you've been too loud. We have
So like I said, you know, friends, how are you doing, man? Have a good day?
We have
you got a And they have one Bible, so I have a New Testament, and just as God's Word. Would you like a Bible? Huh? Would you like a Bible? To read? Yeah, you? Yeah. No, you don't. No, okay. How about you got a Bible for yourself? You got one? Okay. Read it every day. Every day, yeah, God's Word. Food's for our souls, yeah. So I was just saying, you know, that everybody knows God is. Yeah, Romans 1:18, check it out, yeah. Everybody knows that God is. No, but there's no such thing as an atheist on the planet. We have an innate knowledge of God inside of us.
Praise the Lord.
Because of everything that God has made, he says that you are without excuse. You see, that's the departure from God. We hold down the truth of unrighteousness. Stubborn, willful, blindness. We suppress the truth. You know, it's like when Daddy takes the kids to the beach, you know? He takes out the beach ball, he takes it out into the water, and he sits on it, he pushes it down into the water, and he calls out to the kids, he says, "Where's the ball? Where's the ball?" The kids know Daddy's playing the fool. They know where the ball is. Daddy's holding it down under the water. But he has to force it down because that ball wants to keep coming back up, you see? And in the same way, you hold the truth of the knowledge of God down. Yeah? But you've got to push it down. You've got to hold it down because that truth wants to keep coming back up again. So you got to use people like Darwin's and Dawkins and other fools that call themselves atheists. You've got to use them to help you to hold down the truth. You've got to use false religion. Yeah. To hold that truth down because it keeps surfacing. You know, in times of maybe you're faced with bereavement, a close friend or a relative dies, and you're reminded of eternity and the eternity in your soul. The truth keeps surfacing, you see. Or you're walking through the city and you hear a fool of a street preacher calling out, and you're reminded again, the truth keeps coming back up again, and you've got to keep pushing it down. In unrighteousness and wickedness, it's the present departure from God. And listen to what God says. They that are far from me shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go whoring from me. It's the pathway to destruction, my friends, to hold the truth down in unrighteousness. It's the pathway to everlasting, to eternal destruction. Get off of that pathway. Get on to the path of righteousness, the path that leads to eternal life. Enter in at the straight gate, says Jesus, and travel that narrow way that leads to eternal life. Only a few find it. Only a few find it. But my friends, the Word of God, these are they that testify of me, says Jesus. He is the door. If anyone enters by me, he shall gain entrance into the kingdom and the presence of God, reconciled to God. So you see, my friend, when you do the atheist thing, you're courting destruction. You're asking for eternal damnation. You don't want to go that pathway, believe me. Get off of it. You look to many other people. You go whoring from God. You look to other lovers. You look to the Dawkinses and the Darwins. And you look to the Mohammeds. And you look to the popes of Rome. And you look to the Watchtower Society. You look to other lovers to help you and to deliver you and rescue you. But my friends, God hates adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery, physical adultery, spiritual adultery. Thou shalt not, says God. You go a-whoring from God. You look to others for help. You look to man for help. You look to the government. You look to the nanny state. You look to false religion. You look to others, I tell you, for the spiritual help that you need, my friends. You're on the pathway to destruction. You're committing spiritual adultery. What? What?
One question.
What?
You understand? What is Jesus?
Son of God? God the Son.
God is one.
Yes.
Yes.
I am my Father and one.
And what
you, I am my Father and one.
And what are you talking?
God manifest in the flesh.
You stupid.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You'll answer in judgment for that, mister. You'll answer in judgment for that, mister. Get on your knees and cry out to God that He have mercy on you and grant you repentance. So the result of this pouring, the result of this coming from, departing from God presently, is that God gives you over to a reprobate mind to do those things that are not fitting to do. This is where all your sodomy and lesbianism comes from. This is where all your delusions about transgenderism comes from. This is where all the fornicating and all the abortions, all the murder in your land. This is why you get government that's incompetent, that can't rule over you. This is why your world and your nation is in a state of meltdown, because God has given you over to reprobate minds and to do those things that are not fishing for animals to do, never mind human beings. One answer to a reprobate mind, and that's a deep repentance, reconciliation to God, to get back to God, my friend. Because He hasn't shifted, He hasn't altered, He's still good. The overflowing fountain of all good, my friend.
Hello there, sir.
Hi, how are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
Good. Where were you when the man headbutted me?
That was
20 minutes ago. Yeah, well, where were you then? Like, yeah, you used to bother me, but didn't come bother him.
I'm actually
going to
actually
turn
it down to the
wheel. Yes. Okay, we'll do that. No problem, then. Turn it down a bit, Phil.
Thank you.
Please. Dad. Have a good day, guys. So like I say, friends, it's, God is good. God is the overflowing fountain of all good. Yeah? And in His goodness, He sent His Son into the world. He appointed, anointed His Son, sent Him into the world, and specifically and purposely to die on a cross, to redeem those under the curse of God, to bear the wrath of God upon Himself. He sent His best. He sent His only begotten Son. He sent His lovely Son who never sinned. He sent Him to die on that cross and to bear the punishment, to take the penalty for us, so that we could be reconciled to God, rescued from those reprobate minds, brought back to God from the dark path of sin through the death of the Son of God on that cross. There lies the goodness of God. There lies the love of God. There lies the pathway back to God. That cross, that old rugged cross, on a hill far away, where the Son of God lifted up before the world. And oh, my friends, to die that death that was due to you and I, due to the sinner, so that we could have eternal, everlasting love, life, righteousness, so that we can be reconciled to God for time and eternity. Because God is good. It is good for me to draw near to God, but how do you draw near to God? By His Son, Jesus Christ. By the cross, my friend. By that old rugged cross. By the blood of Jesus shed for sinners. Shed, my friends, so that you can wash and make clean, so that you can be purified, so that your heart can be cleansed and changed, transformed by the grace of God, and receive the goodness of God, the overflowing goodness of God in Jesus Christ. Draw near to Him, seek Him, seek ye the Lord while He may be found, call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, wrong way, the way to destruction. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, his thinking, wrong thinking. Where do you go to seek him? The word of God, these are they which testify of me, search the scriptures. In them, you think you have eternal life. This is where you find the Son of God. This is where you hear his voice. My sheep, they hear my voice. They follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Whosoever believeth shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The goodness of God in the salvation, in the redemption of God, in providing us with the way back from that original departure, original sin, those sin natures, and your present willful departure from God, that you might be healed, the departure forgiven for your spiritual adultery. Forgiven for your spiritual fornicating and reconciled to God by the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, trust Him. He's the only one to be trusted. You can't trust Mr. Johnson. You can't trust any of your politicians. You can't trust false religion with no basis, no authority in God. Only in the Bible, only here, in God's Word, my friends, do you find Him. Only here can you draw near to Him. Only here can you get a right knowledge of God, the triune God. One God who exists in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father sent the Son in His love. The Son in His love came and died and rose again from the dead, and the Holy Spirit is the one who through the preaching of God's word is able to impart life to your soul and shed the love of God abroad in your heart by Himself. Oh, I declare to you the goodness of God, for they that are far from me shall perish. Thou hast destroyed them that go a whoring from thee, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God. Put your trust in God today. You shall never be disappointed. Never, never, never. A hope that does not disappoint. Ah, my friends, a sure, a certain hope in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, sent into the world to bring you, to fetch you back to God, to chase you, seek you, find you, and bring you back to God, that you might know eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, if you believe in thine heart, confess Him with thy mouth that God raised His Son from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But you must confess Him as Savior and Lord. You must believe in your heart that God raised His Son from the dead. Through faith in Him you shall be saved. Salvation. Justified, made right with God. Reconciled to God. Loved by God with an everlasting love. And oh, the forgiveness, the sweet, sweet forgiveness of God. And the hope, my friend, of an eternity of bliss rather than the hellish hovel of heaven. Can I help you, son?
Yes. We've got two reading groups that just here in the
car with
yourself.
2 seconds and I'm finished.
Oh, bless you. All right.
Okay.
All right,
then.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes,
are you all right,
you? Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you very much. Okay. Sir. So, talk to my friend. A friend wants some help. So, my friends, you want a copy of God's Word? We got Bibles. We got New Testaments. We got leaflets here. You want some information, you want some counsel, somebody to pray with you, then gladly do that. Come and receive a copy of God's written word. Search the scriptures for yourself. See that these things are so. Read the admonition of Jesus himself. Repent ye and believe the gospel, he says. Why? Because the kingdom of God is at hand. Birmingham, today, 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 not tomorrow. Today. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. If you like a copy of God's word, you come and ask for one. May God bless you, Birmingham, and have mercy upon your precious, precious, never dying soul. Boy, oh boy.
So I can get every Bible.
Yeah,
cool. Oh, that's nice. I don't have one. Huh? I only have a mobile Bible.
Right. The pages are better. Yeah. It's sometimes I read the Bible on my laptop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's no substitute for having on paper.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, my dear. Enjoy.